This evening we had an Istagosti, and Radha Krishna Prabhu was describing the upcoming ecological self-sufficiency conference of Eco Valley, which is the preaching name that we use for Krishna Valley. And aside from other things, including tourism and our guest program, Radha Krishna is also working in showing how Krishna Valley, Varnashram, or in short, the way Krishna lives, is the ideal, sustainable, self-sufficient, ecologically friendly, natural way of living, keeping Krishna conscious, and the philosophy is the substratum of the whole thing, and presenting instead the lifestyle and using the professionalism of some new devotees that we have, like Bhakta Andrash and his wife, who are academics or professionals in the fields of ecology, to actually present our agriculture, our care for the soil, our care for animals, our natural harmonious relationship with the environment in which we're living, including a sociological format, Varnashram, in which there's a harmonious social structure in which devotees live, with obviously Krishna at the center, and presenting that to professionals of the outside world. In this conference, we'll be having five universities who are actually coming and signing official contracts with Eco Valley, Krishna Valley, with the idea that we will work cooperatively with each other. They will provide professional advice. They will use some of our projects as research projects for students. In turn, we will accommodate and have students actually coming here and living here. In other words, students who are studying sustainability, ecology, they're going to spend a part of their four-year curriculum, probably in the region of 4 to 6 months, living here in Krishna Valley and participating in the lifestyle itself. And the universities are all in tune that that lifestyle also means how we live in terms of our spiritual culture, not just in terms of how we work and eat and till the soil. So that's going to be very exciting. This is one of three such conferences taking place this year, for which Bhaktivedanta Institute actually gave some backing and finance, and particularly this one will be for academics and students. We're expecting that there's going to be about 150 present. The morning will be with really nationally acclaimed professionals in their field discussing, and Gaurashakti Prabhu will be giving also a presentation on cause for global warming from our Vaishnav perspective. In the afternoon, there'll be seven groups of 20 who will be rotating at seven different places: cow protection, agriculture, construction, the beekeeping, and so on, because all of these things, even the new buildings that we're building, they are by far the most energy efficient buildings being built at the present time in Hungary. They're not connected into the water mains. They have their own water source, their own well, and a natural system of gaining water from there, as well as a water management and sewage management, which is really a novelty here in Hungary. Not only just a novelty in Hungary, but it's actually a novelty more or less globally. It's done, but very, very rarely, our reed filtration sewage system, which we've started the construction on. So people will see that in the afternoon. Obviously, they'll be taking darshan of Radha Shyam, taking prasadam. And it's really very exciting. It's exciting because it's presenting our lifestyle, Varnashram, living, simple living, high thinking, in a very contemporary, proactive, relevant format that shows people that the Krishna consciousness movement is there as leaders in teaching people how to solve the problems which they've created by not living in harmony with nature, and what living in harmony with nature means. And as I mentioned earlier, ultimately the substratum of all of this is that it's not enough for people just to simply be afraid that the resources of the world are running out and that they're messing around too much with the balance that is there in nature and causing an imbalance with catastrophic consequences. Fear is not going to be enough of a reason for people to live harmoniously. Ultimately, they have to realize that there has to be a change, not just in external lifestyle, but internal lifestyle, a change of consciousness. And that change of consciousness means is that people are going to be have to be willing to accept things that nature provides rather than living by what they want. They're going to have to simply live according to just what they need. The whole concept of consumerism has to go out the window, and people have to be willing to simple living, as Srila Prabhupada says. But to be satisfied with simple living, you have to be satisfied within yourself. And to be satisfied within yourself, you have to chant Hare Krishna. You have to believe that God is a person who has given you a quota. Isha Vashamidam Sarvam. He's given you a quota, and you can't step beyond that quota. He has given fruits and vegetables that come in season. You're going to have to be satisfied with the fruits and vegetables that grow in season. And it isn't that if you want bananas in the middle of the winter, unless bananas grow where you live, you don't eat bananas either in the summer or the winter. Because in order to fulfill that desire, you have to set about a completely artificial transport system, chemically treat bananas in order so that you can eat them months after they've been picked, and so on. Anyhow, it requires an internal revolution, and ultimately my part in this whole preaching is to emphasize and connect ecology and self-sufficiency with spiritual development, with service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the activity that Jnanatma Sampradayati that satisfies the soul, that makes the soul satisfied with just the basic necessities of life, and makes him focus his attention not at the needs of the body, but at the need to the needs of the soul, which is actually spiritual perfection. And of course, the most important element of this devotional activity is chanting Hare Krishna. So if people incorporate chanting Hare Krishna into a natural, ecological, self-sufficient, innocent lifestyle, then not only will that lifestyle work, but in itself it will be sustainable. Otherwise, the concept of sustainability will not be sustainable, because the inner pushings of greedy, lusty men will make it unsustainable. So as Narada Muni says, the real revolution of consciousness is the revolution that will save the world. And this is the purpose of New Vrindavan, which, as I've mentioned before, is sort of like flying. We're just hanging on. Radhisham have so many plans, are bringing so many people here, is putting Krishna Valley in such prominence. We're just hanging on to the lotus feet and trying to do our best. Hare Krishna.